Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
So Michelle is looking for a second date update from a guy named Al. Hey, Michelle, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Excellent. Who is Al and how'd you meet him?
So we met online. We haven't actually met in person yet. You know, like, we did a virtual date. And so it was different, you know, like everything going on.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, I guess, safer.
It is the times.
For sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, so we did a virtual date, and it was really different. I've never done anything like that before.
I think we're going to be seeing a lot more of that.
Oh, yeah, for
sure.
This
is all part of our new normal, you know?
I feel like this is something off that television show, like that Netflix show, Black Mirror. Like, everything is just going to be...
Literally just watching an episode of that yesterday because, well, that's what I do now is I hang out in my house. And I watch Netflix. But yeah, it was the one where, like, it's these two guys who hang out via virtual video gaming.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's how
yeah.
they socialize.
So they talk over the
headset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We even did like a virtual, like, hand holding thing. And I don't know. I mean, I'm saying it out loud. It sounds weird, but it was super sweet. I mean, like, we made dinner, we ate together, we had a couple drinks because we weren't obviously driving.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah, it was kind of like that episode.
All in the imaginary virtual world.
Exactly.
I love it.
So, yeah, I mean, he was sweet. He was kind of shy, quiet, but he loosened up. I mean, the only thing that we disagreed on was about the future of the Beagles. So, yeah. He was pretty cool.
So how was it left? This is the last time you spoke with him, or have you had conversations since then?
So that was the last time we spoke. I mean, I did text him the next morning. I haven't heard back, so I don't really know. I mean, I thought everything was cool.
All right, well, then let's do this. Why don't we take a break here, and when we come back, we'll call Al and see what he thought of you and his virtual date with you coming up. A second date update continues on Cincinnati's Q102. Okay, so Michelle met Al online, and that has pretty much been the nature of their relationship. It's been a virtual relationship with her virtual date where they did all kinds of fun virtual stuff, only she hasn't seen or heard Al since. Is that about accurate, Michelle?
Yeah. You make it sound so weird. Now I'm like, maybe that's why he's not calling back.
No, not weird at all. I just think that's how it's going to be for a lot of people these days.
Do you guys think it's... Okay, so you think it's normal. It's not weird.
Oh, I absolutely think it's normal. I think I might actually prefer this. Like, if I was in a different place in life, if I did not have Kristen in my life...
Yeah,
I think
this
that
is
would,
how you would be dating.
That would be the extent of my social exposure.
I mean, yeah. You got to do something, right? You got to, like, scratch that itch. This is your attempt to kind of move that, you know, along.
Yeah.
And then if it connects and it, you know, scratches that itch, you want more, then maybe, you know.
You get a little face-to-face interaction.
Yeah, you go for a walk.
Yeah, 6 feet apart.
Mm-hmm. So unless there's any part of this story that you thought of that you need to add or clarify before we call him, now's the time, Michelle. All right.
Hello.
Hi, Al.
Yes, this is him.
Hey.
Who's speaking?
Al, it's Jeff and Jen, Tim and Fritch.
Hi.
At Q102.
Morning.
We got you on speakerphone. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right. Didn't think I'd be getting a radio call this morning.
Well, I hope this isn't a bad time. We get you out of bed, or are you headed to work, or what you got going on this morning?
On my way to work. You know, slow morning, but
right.
I can only guess why you're calling.
Are you a fan of the show? Have you heard our show before, Al?
Oh yes, I have. I'm an avid listener.
I see. So we cannot get anything past you then. You know this is a second date update call.
Hi, Michelle. You there?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, damn. I'll be right to the job.
Wow. Boom. I like that, though.
Hi.
Yeah, if I'm getting a call from you guys this morning, I can only imagine this is about our virtual date that we recently had.
That is correct. And it's our understanding that you and Michelle have not spoken since your virtual date, which was disappointing for her. What you been up to?
know, I mean, you know, it's not that I'm trying to blow her off or anything. I mean, the date was great. Different, something new. Yeah, I mean, it was going well. And so got to, you know, the time we were saying goodnight and, you know, I'm like, oh, you know, sitting there wondering, like, oh, you know, I can't wait till the next time we do this. And she gets up, goes to the bathroom.
BRB.
And then it just gets weird from there.
Uh-oh.
As she goes to the bathroom, I see in the corner of her room a vibrator.
Oh.
Just laying out in the open. And not just any vibrator. It was, you know, it was actually pretty intimidating. It was
a real big one?
Huge.
A what?
Huge vibrator.
Oh, okay.
A huge vibrator. I'm talking like those Incredible Hulk ones.
I think they call it like King Dong or something like that.
I think they do.
I think it's called King Dong.
Search it.
Rich is like, I think that's what they call it.
That's not the one that I have. I've seen them at the parties, though, where it's like you see it and you're like, holy smoke.
I've seen them at parties.
I'm actually going to pull it up on my phone so I don't get yelled at work.
I've never seen anything like it. I was honestly like put off by it for a moment. I'm like, oh.
So your concern here, Al, is you feel that if that's what she's keeping in her bedroom, then it would be difficult for you to measure up, shall we say?
I mean, look, if that's what she's into, I mean, there's no way I could compete with that. I mean, you know, I don't say that trying to bash myself or anything. Like, I can get the job done. I have no problems in that department.
There was never any doubt.
But, you know, you got to think about it. Like, thinking, you know, I look at myself and then I look at that. Yeah, there's no way. No way I'm competing with that. What I'm working with is much more of a average level. I have average equipment.
Understood. Well, let's run this by Michelle, if she's still on the line with us. Michelle, you still there? Is that you laughing? I can't tell who's laughing.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe you saw that. That's not mine. That's not, I swear.
What, are you holding it for a friend?
It's a gag gift. My friend is getting married, so I bought it for her for bachelorette.
That is quite a gag gift.
That is.
Oh my God! I would never. I could never. And he's right. It is like obnoxiously big, like massive. It is huge. I just forgot that it was sitting there. Oh my God!
That's awesome.
That's really.
You
funny.
Weren't experimenting with self-love.
It was difficult even trying to get the thing through the door. I mean, it is like girth McGirth. I mean, it's huge. Oh. I'm so good with average.
Average? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Ridiculous.
I'm so good with you having an average pain.
Yeah. Well, what do you say to that, Al?
I mean, because like, when I saw it, it threw me for a bit. Like, you know, my instant thought was like, you know, I don't know if I could ever be with a woman who had such lofty needs, but...
I mean, no. I would have. I'm the type. I would have just called it out right then and said, "Who's your friend?"
I know, but I'm. I don't know. How does that sound coming off? Like, hey, by the way, you know,
so funny.
That belonged to you. Like, oh, are we about to experiment or something now tonight? I don't know.
Is that about the level you've grown accustomed to? We should probably discuss that now.
Oh my God!
I mean, I'm just relieved that. It is not hers. That's a gag gift, but, right. You know.
Still in the box, eh, Michelle?
Yeah. So funny.
So are we going to get you a second date? How are we going to get them food?
Yeah, I mean, are you planning on ever meeting in person ever? Because if you were willing to meet in person, we could certainly foot the bill. Although, I don't know if you're ready for that. How are you feeling about that?
I mean, I'm definitely down for another date. It'll probably most likely be a virtual date because, you know, with everything going on,
right.
Got to take those precautions.
Okay.
But yes, I am totally in.
Great. That's very conscientious of you. And Michelle, if you're in agreement, sounds like you are.
Absolutely.
Then our work is done here. Fantastic.
Yay!
All right, guys. We appreciate you both coming on. Al, thanks for being a fan and for taking the call.
Oh, no. Of course, of course. I love you guys.
Appreciate that.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.